in a book on marriage for married couples. A woman relates this event from her marriage. She had gone to stop by her husband's office to drop something off, to take care of something that they needed to take care of then. She had never been to his workplace ever. And when she got there, he and the whole team were involved in some things that just were, they had to get done. So she had to sit down and just wait a few minutes for him to be free. And she wrote that from where she sat, she said she couldn't help but see her husband's coworkers just relating to him and giving him a great amount of respect. She noticed that even his boss interacted with him that way. And then at one point, an older employee who had probably been there longer but worked under her husband came up and had to interact with him. And that interaction ended with the older employee saying to her husband, "Yes, sir." And when she heard that, she said her stomach churned a bit. And then he was free. They did whatever they needed to do. She went back out into the car. And she said she began to cry because she noticed all of the respect that the people in the office gave to her husband. And it caused her to reflect on how often she had disrespected her husband. And she wrote that she didn't disrespect him because of his actions toward her or because he was a lousy husband. She said that what she realized and what brought her to tears was the fact that she had disrespected her husband over the years of their marriage because he wasn't what she wanted him to be. And in that different context, just seeing him in that context of the workplace and the respect he received there, it opened up her eyes to something that she had not been aware of before. I thought of that because of the scripture readings today for the Transfiguration. From the prophet Daniel, the Lord Jesus, who is the fulfillment of this vision that Daniel has, in the first reading, we're told that the Son of Man receives from the Father dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. He is revealed in the fullness of his majesty that leads the whole of creation to serve him and to give to him dominion, glory, and kingship. In the second reading, St. Peter, years after the event itself, reflects on the Transfiguration. And Peter tells us that, he says, "We were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received honor and glory from God the Father." The event of the Lord's Transfiguration, it's not just a physical event where the Lord's clothing becomes dazzling white and that's it. It's not just a moment when the disciples would say, "Wow, Lord, like, do you use oxy at home? Because I can never get my robes that white. Like, how do you do that?" It is not that at all. It's the revealing of his majesty, his glory, his kingship. And they see him in a different way. And it changes fundamentally how they interact, how they relate to him. The Lord wants us to relate to him in a very personal and loving and intimate way. That's why he came to us in the flesh, but never at the expense of his majesty, of his kingship. And it can happen at times that we don't see that, that we are forgetful of that, that we can relate to him in a very intimate and personal way, but forget that at the same moment, we really are meant to bow down before him and to acknowledge his majesty, his glory, his dominion, and his kingship. And I think one of the beautiful things about the church giving us this feast day is that maybe it can do in our heart something akin to what the wife experienced visiting her husband in that different context. She realized, I've not respected him the way that I should have. I've disrespected him because he's not what I want him to be. And I think in the spiritual life, we can do that at times. We can get things backwards and forget that it's not him who bows down before us as we make him what we want him to be, but it is we who are meant to bow down before him, acknowledging and honoring him as he is, in his kingship, in his glory, in his splendor. And then from that we would live out in our own life what we hear in the first reading: all peoples, nations, and languages serve him.